All right, welcome to August 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and in case you're wondering, no, I am not a history teacher, or a teacher of anything else for that matter. I'm just another dude with a microphone and an iTunes account who happens to love U.S. history. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in beautiful San Diego, California. Whether you live in the area or not, if you have any questions about real estate in this area, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com and then give her a call, 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up and face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America! That's what I'm talking about. And now on to today's program. I'll wish a happy birthday to Slick Willie and the CIA stage a coup d'etat in Iran. All right, so now let's get started. 1946. Happy birthday number 42, Bill Slick Willie Clinton. William Jefferson Blythe was born August 19, 1946 in Hope, Arkansas, to William Jefferson and Virginia Blythe. Just before Bill Clinton was born, his father died in an auto accident. So, Virginia moved to New Orleans, where Bill would stay with his strict grandparents. When Bill was 4 years old, Virginia met and married Roger Clinton, a car salesman, and the family moved to Hot Springs, Arkansas. When he was a teen, Bill assumed the family name, and although he wasn't brought up in a religious family, he became a devoted Baptist. After high school, Bill attended Georgetown University, then attended Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship, before moving on to Yale Law School, where he earned a degree and thus began his political career. At Yale, he met and began dating Hillary Rodham. He was defeated in his campaign for Congress in the 3rd District of Arkansas in 1974. On October 11, 1975, Bill and Hillary got married, and in 1980, daughter and only child Chelsea was born. After serving as Attorney General, Bill ran and was elected governor of Arkansas, becoming one of the youngest governors in American history. He lost the bid for his second term, but was re-elected governor in 1982 and served in that office until 1992. That's when he ran for president with Al Gore on his ticket and defeated incumbent President George H.W. Bush and third-party candidate Ross Perot in the election. During his first term, Bill was successful in enacting the Family and Medical Leave Act, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the ratification of NAFTA. However, his attempt to pass a major universal health care system, spearheaded by Hillary, was defeated in Congress. During the midterm elections in 1994, the Republicans captured both houses. Despite his unpopularity, the Clinton comeback came in the election of 1996, where he easily defeated Republican Bob Dole, thus making Bill the first Democratic president since FDR to serve two terms. He began his second term by passing the welfare reform and the state children's health insurance program, which provided health coverage for children. In 1998, his legacy was clouded by Monica Lewinsky, White House intern. He famously committed perjury by saying he did not have sexual relations with Monica and was impeached. He was tried by the Senate and found not guilty. Bill set the record straight to the American people after that by admitting that he lied about his infidelities. Overall, under Clinton's administration, the U.S. enjoyed the most economic well-being than ever in American history. Not only that, but VP Al Gore invented the internet, as he famously once claimed. I can't even make this stuff up. This is too good. In foreign policy, he launched attacks against Iraq's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons program under Saddam Hussein, then in 1999, led a NATO effort to end ethnic cleansing of Albanians in Kosovo. However, he was unable to stop genocide in Rwanda. After his presidency, Bill assembled the William J. Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, and the Clinton Haiti Foundation Fund to assist rebuilding of Haiti after a devastating earthquake in 2010. After Hillary was defeated by Barack Obama in the 2008 Democratic National Convention, Bill wrote his autobiography, My Life, which is about, well, his life. In regards to his legacy as president, Bill Clinton stated, quote, I judge my presidency primarily in terms of its impact on people's lives. That is how I kept score of all the millions of people with new jobs, new homes, and college aid, the people who left welfare for work, the families helped by the family leave law, the people living in safer neighborhoods. All those people have stories, and they're better ones now, unquote. Happy birthday, Slick Willie! 1906. Happy birthday, Philo Farnsworth. He made a lot of contributions to the early television sets, including the all-electronic image pickup device, whatever the hell that is. And finally, in 1953, the CIA assists a coup d'etat in Iran. Premier Mohammad Mossadegh, a fierce nationalist, was toppled and replaced by the Shah of Iran. The United States persuaded, threatened, and bribed the Iranian military to support the Shah. Definitely not in the interest of the Iranian people. Protests were taken to the street, but the Shah remained, as the U.S. provided economic and military aid for the next 30 years. You're welcome. In 1979, the Shah was forcefully removed from power, anti-American protesters seized the U.S. embassy, and took American hostages until January 1981. And so that's about all I got for August 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's podcast. Did you get Bill Clinton a birthday card? It's okay, I didn't either. So yeah, let me know what you think. And don't miss tomorrow's episode. We'll wish a happy birthday to Benjamin Harrison, plus the water gas process, and we'll wish a happy anniversary to Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. Yeah, old news, I know. That's why it's a history show. It's supposed to be old news. Right. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So again, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.